the rest of the story. Charles Steinmetz. The management of General Electric referred to him as the Supreme Court. So unerringly correct were his visions and his calculations that whenever an engineer wanted to develop a new project, he was told, go to the Supreme Court, and if Steinmetz says it'll work, you can have the money. For the most part, Thomas Edison worked by concrete experiment, not Steinmetz. His approach was entirely theoretical. His only tools were a tin box of pencils, a ream of paper, and that marvelously brilliant brain, Charles Steinmetz. We owe him much. Yet once upon a time, we didn't want him. Didn't even want him. Science buffs abound with Steinmetz stories, anecdotes about the great inventor, innovator. One such is charming because it sheds some light on the tender heart behind the genius mind. Charles Steinmetz worked around the turn of the century, you know, when laboratories were winter-heated by pot-bellied stoves. And one bitter January morning, a plant engineer climbed three flights of stairs to Steinmetz's small lab, found the inventor working in an overcoat, fur cap, and boots. And when the engineer asked why Steinmetz had not built a fire in his stove, this incomparable genius explained that a mouse had had babies in there. And the little ones were not yet old enough to be moved. This was the man who made Henry Ford wait because a small child wanted to hear a bedtime story. But Henry Ford waited. And because he did, your headlights don't go out when your car is standing still. This was the man whose loyalty to a former employer was so great that General Electric had to buy his employer's company to get Steinmetz. But because they did, electric motors and generators and transformers enjoy a lifespan that they could not otherwise have had. The induction regulator belongs to Steinmetz, and the method of phase transformation, and the metallic electrode arc lamp. What does this mixture of magic and $20 words mean? It means that you and I are not rattled with a castanet every time you take an elevator ride. It means that the air conditioner in your car does not burn out over 35 miles an hour. It means that high power lines are protected from lightning and a generation of street lights were illuminated at night because of Charles Steinmetz. Oh yes, we owe him. And perhaps you never knew. His discoveries concerning alternating current enabled us to fire an entire continent with electricity. He made it workable, made it work, catapulted himself into the same league with Edison and Marconi and Bell. And once upon a time, we didn't even want him. That's right, once upon a time, a 27-year-old German immigrant came to the United States. Minutes off the boat, he was ragged, he spoke little English, he had no money. You already know this immigrant was Charles Steinmetz. But what you didn't know is that the immigration office caused him to spend a long time in a little room marked detention pen, refused admission, because no visible means of support. But a friend bailed him out with a wild story that Charles was a great scientist. So Steinmetz, to satisfy his conscience, became one. And now you know the rest of the story.